doctrine of redemption, conformity, salvation, inheritance, and revelation. But I wonder how many like that old French woman, we just don't realize the value of what we've got yet. And we kind of, it all seems a bit too much for us to get our heads around, and so we decide just to leave that stuff to all the spiritual drugs. And so we basically consign such passages to the spiritual active God in us. The problem is that to do that leaves us living like spiritual gods, not realizing just how richly blessed we are. And so, for example, Paul says in verse 3, blessed is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavens in Christ. For he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless in love before him. And then in verse 13, he went on to say, in him you were also sealed with the promised Holy Spirit when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and when you believed. Now we may not know what every single word of those verses means, but the gist of it is clear. Every single one of us is here today innocence causes your conscience to start to break away. That's a pathetic illustration, but it reminds me of how when we're struggling out there in the midst of life to look to our what's your impression of Jesus? So let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of God. Consider him who endured such opposition for your sins.